It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Campo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Campo.
Store, they wouldn't let me leave. I tried using that face aging app. They said, nah, you're good. I'm officially an old man. I give unwanted advice to total strangers. I told a kid to pull his pants up. His underwear was showing. He mocked me, tried to give me a wedgie. But the joke was on him. I was wearing Depends. I went to the doctor because I thought I had arthritis. I don't. I have early onset rigor mortis. Anybody ever drop their phone in the toilet? There you go. I did, and after I did, I put my phone in a bag of rice. Anybody ever drop a bag of rice in the toilet? I joined a dating site for people my age called Carbon Dating. I asked a woman on the site for her number. She told me it was 140 over 95. I flunked out of college twice. First time because I was a drunk. Second time I was sober, but it was hard. Got arrested once for drunk driving. Not only was I drunk, but I'd been smoking hash. When I took the breathalyzer test, I inhaled, tried to pass it to the cop. YOLO. So I was arrested, pled guilty. For my community service, I left the community. Used to smoke cigarettes. I was a heavy smoker. I would even smoke when I went jogging, which is stupid, of course. So I quit jogging. I love smoking cigarettes. I'd smoke after sex. I'd smoke during sex. Sometimes I would skip sex and just smoke cigarettes. Before I got my hearing aids, my crowd work was terrible. I asked an audience member where he was from. He said, my mama. I heard Miami and said, I've been there.
All right, we'll stop right there. That's Andy Higgins doing a little stand-up comedy, one of my favorites. We're going to talk a little bit about police, a little about hearing aids, and a little about comedy today on the show. With me is two of my good buddies, Captain Eric Spitzer of the Alaska State Troopers and Bill Satterberg of Satterberg Law, right?
Defense attorney.
All right, so anyway.
The lion and the lamb.
Move on up to the mic if you're going to say
something. The lion and the lamb.
What's going on? That mic isn't working. Are you plugged in there? No, the plug-in down on the bottom, is that plugged in? Turned up?
No.
What's going on there? Huh. Well, move over there. Try that one. We'll see what happens. Testing what to do. Anyway, we're having technical difficulties. It's South Korean equipment, North Korean equipment, I mean. But anyway, welcome, gentlemen. It's good to have you here. We're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the troopers. We're going to talk about a little side fun we're having over at Ivory Jack's coming up. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about Bill's new hearing aids.
Can you hear me now?
I cannot hear you. You're going to have to get down and use this one over here.
Check.
Huh, I don't know. They're all on. Huh, I don't know what's
going on. Turn up the...
Yeah, is the volume up on that one? We're having... Try it there.
Can you hear me now? No.
No?
No.
No, test. No, that, These mics aren't working. You're going to have to get down there. You guys have to share a mic.
Bill, come share my mic.
Okay, but keep your shoes on. No toesies or nothing like that.
I think I love you. Love you a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, so what we're going to talk about here, we'll start off, we'll do serious business first. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on with the Alaska State Troopers, get a report, talk about some recent bad guys that you're working on busting. What's new, Captain Spitzer?
Well, we just had about a $500,000 burglary, theft, criminal mischief out in Esther. And there's a local miner out there, and he got his house and his shop broken into, and thieves made off with a bunch of firearms and a lot of gold, to the over, $500,000 worth of stolen guns and gold.
Wow.
And
so about 30 grand worth a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it keeps going up. I mean, gold went up $130.
It's almost five grand today. Oh, it's getting up to 48 something, 4,900. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So I'll say that, of course, everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But I will say this, we have a really good case. We're recovering a bunch of stolen firearms. We just got five more yesterday.
Oh, good.
A bunch of gold recovered. It was, unfortunately, some of it was melted down and whatnot. But
somebody out there is listening may know something. Uh-huh. What is the smart thing for them to do?
I'll tell you this, and we could discuss this. Bill could chime in on this, but my experience has been, if you know something about this, and you want to help the criminal justice system, hold those people responsible, coming forward and contacting law enforcement. And in some instances, people that are involved in it, but they're like, whoa, I didn't know at the time, they may have been, maybe they bought a gun, or maybe they, someone asked them hey, would you sell some gold for me? And they went in and did the gold sale thing, whatever. If you were somehow duped into something like this, the best thing to do is come forward and tell all. Maybe you want to retain legal counsel. Tell a defense attorney about it and come in and be a witness rather than a defendant.
Right. And the attorney, if he's a good one, can give you some good advice on all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then so you're not saying something you shouldn't say, which the good advice is always tell the truth. But
good advice is not free.
Yeah, good advice is not free.
Yeah.
That's a good recommendation. But also the tips line, right?
Oh, yeah. So we got you could call 451-5100 and you just talk to a dispatcher, explain what's going on, and they'll get you through to an investigator or a trooper that's dealing with the case. This is really blown up, and we kind of went after it like scorched earth. You know what I mean? This is a big, probably one of the biggest burglaries in the Fairbanks area that I can think of. They trashed this guy's house, trashed his shop. Place is pretty much not livable.
Wow.
Because of frozen pipes and things like that. I really feel bad for the victim in this case. Anyone who's been
alleged victim.
he's legitimately a victim. I mean, when your house is done, But anyway, we put a lot of effort into this case. We got the criminal suppression unit on it very early on. Established leads and suspects within the first day or two of the investigation, and this thing is just opening, is blowing wide open. So,
and you've recovered some rifle, some guns, and then I don't know if I read in the paper or something, but they've trying to sell some of the gold out on the market already, which indicates they're not the sharpest guys in the world.
The thing is, these folks think that they're real clever. But it's not our first time around with this, and we're aware of countermeasures, and people think, oh, well, I'll just go to Anchorage and sell this. Well, guess what?
It doesn't always work that way. there's that, and then there's, I've been out of town for a little while. Was any nice drug busts or anything while I was gone?
the drug unit is constantly at work out there. There's been some significant ones. I'll tell you, I don't want to speak specifically about them because in some instances, people are helping law enforcement to go after Mr. Big, you know. So for me to, I can't discuss it right now.
Yeah.
Serve the integrity of the investigation. But yeah, there's been some good things happening in the drug world.
What about in the legal profession? Bear, pass that mic over there. Is there anything in this recent conversation that you can chime in on? Anything that he said that's good, bad, or otherwise?
Not on anything you just talked about.
Yeah, okay. Well, sometimes the lawyer can't talk about stuff. Sometimes the cops can't talk about stuff, right? But anyway, we're going into, we're still in the middle of winter, so there's a lot of traffic there. You guys had some horrific weather when I was gone. That seems to have taken a nice break. I think I brought some good weather back. But a lot of people getting trouble out there in them cars right now, so
yeah,
this time of year.
Yeah, cold injuries. And we have a case right now, a search and rescue in Healy. A guy, a fella, basically was in Healy, and he checked out of the hotel several times. They got a missing person locate out there for him. It was like 40 below zero. And we're going to be flying the helo out there looking for this fella. Unfortunately, with the temperatures the way they are, you know, I think this may be a recovery mission due to the amount of time that he's been gone.
How long's it been?
Oh, geez. Like,
2 weeks?
The first thing that starts off is that he was reported missing 3 days after he went missing.
Oh, yeah.
So we're already 3 days behind the ball.
50 below.
So, yeah, this was like the end of December. Here we are into January. And like the phone thing, his phone was turned off before he even went missing. So it's like it was just registering at the hotel.
This was a guy, I think you were telling me about, this guy came up from the States.
Yeah.
He wasn't out like a McCandless guy that you know of, like looking for. You don't know what he was doing here. His family's looking for him, obviously.
Well, he told his family he was going to be in Seattle.
Oh.
Then he came up here instead, and it was just, there's a lot of weird things that are going on with
possible
the case.
Possible mental issues?
I don't want to speculate, but I'll say that, we are working with the family. There's a lot of people that are concerned from out of state that want to close this.
Sure.
Close this case, and of course we do as well. So we have resources dedicated. We're talking with Paws, the search dogs.
Oh, yeah.
And
And now, is that a separate unit? You have a canine division. You got canines, but is there the separate is the, when the fella died up the river and they brought the dogs in, had no idea these dogs can smell under 10 feet of water. They can smell human remains or body.
Our canine unit does not have a cadaver. We don't have cadaver dogs, but we have the Paws and some of these search teams that are out in the communities. They have got a capability of they'll have like an active search, like a dog that's searching for people, then dogs that are searching for cadavers.
Yeah.
And
it was a real eye opener for me when we were up the river when somebody went under a log jam and the still haven't found the body.
Yeah.
The kids.
They alerted downstream though, which was interesting.
Yeah, they did. I took the dogs in my boat. We went downstream and one of the dogs went crazy, or both the dogs. And then when we came right back by that spot, there was no more. So a body could have been going underwater when we were going by there. Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's really interesting. Well,
the interior of Alaska is kind of funny that way because the water being extremely cold, the water being dark, you know, it has murky and silty and things like
debris
that.
Debris in it, yeah.
And the problem is in an underwater situation like that, what makes a body float? Decomposition.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
It doesn't decomp because water's so cold.
Yeah.
So it just stays down, stuck under a root ball, and won't come to the surface. So.
It happens more often than it should in Alaska. But okay, well, listen, we're going to take a break. I've got Captain Eric Spitzer and Bill Satterberg in the office. We're going to switch gears into a little bit different subject when we get back. It has to do with some comedy we're going to be putting on. So we'll talk about that in a minute. When we come back, we might even talk about Bill's hearing aids. So stick with us.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, let's see if your mic works, Bill.
Does this mic work?
Hey, that mic works. And remember, you got to have it up to you when you're talking. So anyway, welcome back. This is Craig Compo with Eric Spitzer and Bill Satterberg on the Outdoor Show. And we are talking about, we're about to talk about what we've got coming up. We all three of us are kind of practical jokers. We like a good comedy. We've done some stand-up stuff in the past, some Funny Fest stuff, and really enjoy that part of Fairbanks. People like to come out. It can be 40 below and they show up. Glenner and Jerry have been just phenomenal over the years, getting great comedians up, Quinn Dale and Laughlin Patterson and those kind of guys, just really good talent. But, you know, they don't come up often enough for us. We like good humor in the meantime, so there's an opportunity that's just come up. Our good friend Benny Lynn, who owns Pagoda Restaurant as well as some others, the co-owner in Pump House, and now Ivory Jack's. The Ivory Jack's, that sale just transpired last week. So we offered, we said, hey, maybe we'll pick one night a month and we'll do some stand-up comedy out there. So the three of us are going to kind of kick that off. We'll have some other, there might be open mic night eventually. We don't know what it's going to be, but we were thinking of a name. We were trying to think. We were bouncing around a name for our little comedy gig that's going to be the last Wednesday of the month, including this, which will be next, this coming Wednesday, out at Ivory Jack's, 7:30 to 8:30 or maybe 9, but it's going to start about 7:30, so you can come on out, have dinner, have some good stand-up. Benny Lynn is going to be part of the first act, and if you missed it, when we did a roast for Benny Lynn a few years ago, I'm not going to give away what happened, but he had to bring a translator in. Benny's English isn't the best. He'll admit that.
Especially when he's in trouble.
Yeah. So anyway, we were kicking around. Eric and I were kicking around a whole bunch of names today trying to figure out, well, what are you going to call this thing? And we had a ton of them on there.
Yeah, you got to read some of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They're on the phone. You've got, you know, the Chuckle Bucket and what was the one I liked was
Schlitz and Giggles.
Schlitz and Giggles. Yep. that one. And we went back and forth with a whole bunch of them, and we were trying to figure it out. And of course, Bill was at work, and Eric was probably at work, but maybe on his lunch break.
On a union break.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting okay. Work for Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He did have to call me back. So I called Satterberg. I said, "Well, we got a couple of these here, a couple of these names, and we wanted to have something that had a little bit to do with humor, a little bit to do with Benny Lynn, maybe, or Ivory Jack's." And Bill came up with what we're going with. And what is it, Bill?
Laugh you long time.
Laugh you long time. That's the name of our gig. Laugh you long time.
What does Benny think about that?
I know Benny's going to. I'm going to have Benny listen to the radio. I'm not going to tell him what it is, but Laugh You Long Time will be the monthly comedy at Ivory Jack's.
Well, it comes from Benny's favorite statement with his niece. Love you long
Love
time.
Love you long time. Yes. Laugh you long time. Okay, so if you want to. You want to have some fun, come on out to Ivory Jack's. That's the 28th. It's Wednesday, 7:30. Have dinner, have a beer, and come out, and you're going to laugh a little bit. We'll get up there. We'll do 5 or 10 minutes of comedy. We'll have probably 3 or 4 or 5 people up there and just have some fun. We're going to have some fun, and, laughter is the best medicine. But it's fun. You know, we do if you've listened to this program, you've heard about some of the pranks like Eric Spitzer did on me with the helicopter, pretending he was in an experimental helicopter while I was down in Mexico, and I really thought he crashed the thing. I called Bill Satterberg, and Bill called Bernie Carl, and, hey, you hear Satterberg, Spitzer crashed his, he has an experimental helicopter. And of course, he had all the sound effects, and it was just hilarious. The best one ever pulled on me by far. I pulled a dozen on Bill Satterberg. he's easy. <Yeah. laughs> But he got hook, line, and sinker there. And of course, we do the April 1st stories about Bill that we put in the paper that are totally bogus, but people believe them. Like the time his client shot a cow moose in a bull-only area because he insisted it identified as a bull, and people actually believe this stuff. Yeah. And then the classic for the year was when we had the comedian Greg Fitzsimmons come up here.
Oh man!
Captain Spitzer and I pulled one on him. Oh, if you haven't heard about that one, it was classic. Yeah, I picked him up to take him out at Jerry and Glenner's request to take him out to, you know, see Alaska, maybe go to the hot springs. And then I had a policeman look just like you, Captain Spitzer. Pulled us over out on Love Road when we were looking at the pipeline.
Love you long time.
Yeah, love you long time. And then as soon as he pulled us over, I pulled this powder out, which looked like real drugs. It wasn't. It was cornstarch and stuff, and spilled it all over his pants. Said, "Hide this," and it spilled all over his corduroy pants, of all things.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the conversation between the trooper and this guy who had just met me 20 minutes earlier was just one for the record books. That was fun.
He thought he had fallen right in the midst of some international drug trafficking, money laundering conspiracy.
It was so funny. And listen, this guy's a national comic. He goes everywhere, and he uses that story everywhere he goes now. He actually leads a lot of his act off, his stand-up act, with this.
Like in Vegas and stuff.
Oh, he's everywhere, yeah.
Do you remember what he said? He said, "What are you guys like, right out of Central Casting? This is so believable."
Oh, yeah.
And
Adam Carolla said, "That's like, this is epic. This is the best practical joke ever." We really, I just put my hands on the wheel and gripped him and started to sweat. And like, I was in big cartel type trouble. And then Captain Spitzer takes me out of the car, handcuffs me, puts me in the back of the other car.
You mean the guy that looked like Captain?
The guy that looked like Captain Spitzer. Yeah, it looked just like him. Anyway, and then we proceeded to go out to Chino Hot Springs where he met Bernie Carl. I mean, what a day for that guy.
That guy was wrung out. I mean, do you remember, like, when he was done, he like dropped to the ground laughing. I think we laughed for 45 minutes straight.
Oh, my ribs hurt. It was so funny. I mean, and then of course I had a GoPro of him in the truck as this whole thing happened. You watch that in addition. He did his comedy act 5 hours later at Alaska Land.
Had the drugs or
the white powder on his
alleged
pants.
Alleged drugs. Boy, you guys got to get trained.
Yeah. Oh, and he thought he was going to miss the show. And anyway, that was just, so we're into this. So the three of us are really into this good old fashioned humor. We do a lot of practical jokes. And so we just thought, well, let's do this once a month, see if it goes anywhere. So Laugh You Long Time is going to be once a month, the last Wednesday of the month, tentatively. Now this can change, but for now it's the last Wednesday of the month at Ivory Jack's. I would tell you, stand-up comedy can be a little on the racy side, and so if young kids, maybe Wednesday night isn't the night to take them to Ivory Jack's.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to be hurling the F-bombs and all that stuff, but there is some stuff that some of the content is adult content.
Wait, that means we can't let Jerry Evans there?
No, we can't let Jerry there, no.
So, by the way, one prank that you didn't talk about that Eric and I pulled on you, and it lasted for about an hour or so, was the surface-to-air missile.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good
tell
one.
Him about that, Bill.
Well, that was Eric's idea. So you can tell him, Eric.
So I was out at John Reeves's landfill, and I was like, holy crap, what is that over there? And there's a box. A giant box.
About the size of a coffin.
It's like, yeah, like size of a coffin. The thing's real heavy, and it has, like, numbers on the side of it. It looks like something that you would see, like, you know that Indiana Jones movie when they're pushing it into the giant warehouse thing?
Yeah.
Like, and it was a...
missile case.
It was a guided missile. It said guided missile on the side
of it. It was a case that guided missile
right,
comes
right,
in.
Yeah, the case. Yeah, the case.
Fiberglass,
and like it's heavy looking and stuff. Like U.S. military's got the numbers, the code numbers on the side and everything, and like it looks legit. I mean, it was legit. It was used to, and we cleaned it up and like redid the stencils so everything would look fresh and everything. And we tried to. That was like a long term prank we tried to do on you. Like Bill kind of set the stage by saying, "What did you tell him?"
Well, government was looking for a missing. They had a couple missing surface-to-air missiles. They were being real quiet about it, but they're very concerned. And I think we mentioned that to you back in May or June.
Yeah,
like when Trump
trying
was
to plant
town.
The seed. Yeah, you were planting the seed.
Yeah, and then when Trump came to town, hey, they're really worried. Where's these missiles and stuff? And
I remember hearing the conversation. Yeah. I go, huh? Okay.
Yeah, didn't pay much attention. No. To it. And then Eric called me up one day and said, hey. Now's the time to deliver. Craig's down in wherever you were at in Mexico or someplace. Or
so we put these. We had to go around your cameras.
Is it breaking and entering, Mr. Satterberg?
No, he had permission.
Oh, that's right. You had permission. Yeah.
So we put this giant guided missile container in your back lot. It was right at the time when you were like selling your business.
Yeah.
And all this kind of business.
The inventory moving around.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Why is he not finding this guided missile thing in his backyard?
I can't believe I never saw it. It's huge. But at the back of the yard.
It's not only huge, it's extremely heavy, and we had to drag it around the fence and almost dropped it in the river.
It's got like skull and crossbones on it, whatever.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe that it sat in your yard for like 3 months, and Bill and I were talking to each other like, damn, when's he going to find this thing, you know?
So finally, I sell some used snow machines on the side, so finally Bill has a guy, or you guys had a guy, come out and pretend he was interested in one of these snow machines that's out in the backyard, about halfway in the backyard. So I take it out and I show it to him, and it's for his kid.
A retired
government investigator. And he goes, are there other machines out over in that area? And he goes, well, what's that? And I said, what? I have no idea. I walked up. I said, oh, that's a CD with a cover on it. He goes, no, next to it. What's that? I go, I've never seen it. I have no idea. We walked up to it, and it's this big missile casing. And he goes, do you have any idea what this is? I said, no. And he's real quiet, and he's like, he said, probably need to make a phone call here or whatever. And of course, it got me to believe for a minute that there was some legitimacy to it. But at the same time, I'm thinking –
Your employee said you were walking in circles for a little over an hour before you started.
Maybe he got me for, I'd say, half an hour. But I was asking everybody, have you seen this? And none of them had, right? Nobody knew about it, did they?
Oh, no, actually, Josh said he saw it, but he said, I don't know where it came from. Like, yeah.
And one of them said they lifted it up and realized it was empty, but they didn't bother telling the boss there's a missile box in your backyard.
Well, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Craig, I think one of the funniest ones that you did, I didn't get to experience, but I heard about it with the halibut in the Chena River.
Oh, yeah. I found pictures on my phone of that. Yeah, we did that one time during Golden Days, during the rubber ducky race.
Yeah, tell that story.
An hour, I got a minute or two to I got Bryce Weaver and I, we brought a halibut up from Valdez, had it sent up. It was just a chicken, 20-pounder or whatever.
Bill Walker was running for governor then.
Bill Walker was running for governor. He's walking around the streets there, and the place is packed. It's right before the ducky race, so people are starting to gather. Bryce is out up to his knees fishing in the river, just upriver of the Two Street Bridge there, and of the Christmas Street Bridge, and he's fishing, and he's not getting anything, but he's walking. All of a sudden, he casts a line over to me. I'm hiding in the grass with this halibut. I hook it in the mouth. We slide it under, he winds it under the water, and then all of a sudden, he's got a fish on. And people are getting their cameras out, and they're pointing, and he's struggling, and he literally tripped and fell in 4 feet of water, not on purpose. He's soaking wet. He gets up with his fishing pole, and he pulls a line up, and here's this 20-pound halibut. And you can see people's jaws drop all at once, and they're pointing. What? Halibut? And he walks up. We walked through the whole square up there, where they got the roads blocked off. Walker was there, and he goes, is that a, that's a halibut? I go, yeah. I said, he goes, you got that in the Chena River here? I said, yeah. Half the town, which really believed that it was true. The other half were just looking at me, shaking their heads. But
you tell the Republicans from the Democrats.
Yeah. Anyway, before I get off the air, so Wednesday, the 28th, Ivory Jack, 7:30. Get there early if you want a good seat. Have a beer. Have a burger. Support Benny Lynn and the new business out there with Stosh and those guys. And or Stosh's
Mrs. Stosh, Mary Lou.
Mrs. Mary Lou. Yeah. Come on out and have some fun. And it's going to be called one more time, Bill.
Oh, Laugh You Long Time.
Laugh You Long Time. Laugh You Long Time.
No, Laugh You Long Time.
Okay. All right. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll see you Wednesday at Ivory Jack's.
You have been listening to The Outdoor Show with Craig Campo on KFAR Radio. Streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on The Outdoor Show in the archives.